The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is Father John Zolsdorf, and your first preparatory Lentcast. As I have done in years past, I will offer each day during Lent a short podcast to help you with your Lenten discipline. So let's dig right in. Today is Shrove Tuesday, or Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras in French. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. The word shrove comes from English shrive, meaning to confess and then receive absolution. Shrove is the past tense of shrive, and once you have been absolved, you have been shriven. It's a fitting way to start Lent, so make a good confession as soon as possible. Today is also called Mardi Gras, French for Fat Tuesday. In the past, when the Latin Church Lenten fast was far stricter, people couldn't eat animal fats, and so the day before Lent began on Ash Wednesday, they ate up all their fatty foods, which they would be forbidden beginning the next day. And that's why today is sometimes also called Pancake Sunday, because of the fats and eggs used to make the pancakes. The word Lent comes from Old English Lenten, or spring. In the Northern Hemisphere, the days are getting longer again. The Latin term for Lent, however, is quadragesima, 40th, or even better, Iunium Quadragesimale, or the 40-day fast. And before Lent began, in the traditional Roman calendar, we had pre-Lenten Sundays, respectively Septuagesima, or 70th, Sexagesima, 60th, Quinquagesima, 50th. And for the Sundays, the vestments were purple in anticipation of Lent. The Alleluia was dropped, for example, to remind everyone, get ready, Lent is coming. Now, the number 40 is special for our faith. Moses was on Mount Sinai for 40 days. Elijah walked to Mount Horeb for 40 days. The flood in Genesis was 40 days. The Jews wandered for 40 years in the desert. Jonah preached to the city of Nineveh for 40 days. And there's the example of our Lord in the wilderness when he fasted and was tempted. And it's also said that the Lord was in the tomb for some 40 hours. But if there are 40 days of Lent, why don't the numbers actually calculate? Because there, from Ash Wednesday to Easter, there are certainly more than 40 days. Well, the reason is that the six Sundays of Lent are not counted in the calculation, since every Sunday is a little Easter. And so if you take out the Sundays of Lent and the 3 days of the Triduum and then calculate it up again, we've got 40 days of Lent. Lent is a journey. It's a period of fasting and penance and preparation. It's a time to give something up in order to take control of your appetites and also to practice good works. It's a time to delve more deeply into who we are, to examine our consciences, and also to more deeply explore our faith. As we seek to understand ourselves, we must also seek to understand our faith, because faith seeks understanding. And in this way, we can properly respond to the call to repent and believe the good news. Some people at this time of year, called catechumens, are aspiring to come into the church, and so Lent is about a preparation for the church to receive them. It's a time of pilgrimage for them. It's a pilgrimage of conversion. Those of us who are already members of Christ's body, the church, well, we approach Lent differently each year because we are all different. Each and every year. Each year we have our new experiences and failures and failings and risings and triumphs and joys and sufferings. We are always changing. The changeless mysteries, of course, come to us presented by Holy Mother Church, but we who are constantly changing meet up with those changeless mysteries encountered in Lent with new zeal and focus each and every year. And so now we prepare to put ourselves into our spiritual armor, to take up our Lenten pilgrim's shoes and cloaks, and set out once again into this sacred season. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with what is really our first Lent cast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.